week from would be today, as a matter of fact. I think it is. Yeah. There'll be a little event being held at the Pond House. Anyway, I'll have her explain it because this is probably the best thing to do. And she is, after all, a specialist in gynecologic oncology at UConn Health Center. Dr. Molly Brewer is with us for a few minutes this morning. Excuse my early confusion, but I think I'm okay now, doctor. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Let's talk about this event that will be coming up.
So this is an event. It's really focused around women's health.
Yes.
And women's cancer, really from the prevention screening perspective. I'm going to give a talk on ovarian cancer because that's the area that I'm most interested in and take care of. And Dr. Merkulov, who's a radiologist, is going to talk about some of the really new technologies that are coming down the road for breast cancer screening. So this is really focused around women's health.
And we do want to mention that this will benefit the UConn Health. The University of Connecticut Foundation is actually holding this. It'll benefit the Charlotte Johnson Holfelder Center for Women's Health at UConn. The event itself is Thursday, October 18th, is it, at Pond House?
That's correct. And the other thing that it's really going to be focused around is providing, we're trying to get some funding for providing mammography for women who don't have any funding.
So you can come to the breakfast, it's $25, but if you would like to make a donation perhaps to partially fund mammography or a mammogram, or could be $250, and that fully underwrites one mammogram, right? And you get breakfast too, so hey, that's kind of a win-win, isn't it?
That's right. And you're really helping women in terms of healthcare.
Doctor, there's been a lot of talk recently about the mammogram and when, how often it should be administered, and what are the new guidelines? Because I've heard there's a little bit of a back off on it a bit.
Well, I think part of what happened is there was a look at screening younger women. And what they found was you had to screen a large number of younger women between 40 and 50, to actually find a benefit. Now, you have to balance that against in younger women, the cancers tend to be more aggressive. And so those of us who take care of women didn't really agree with these guidelines because we know that women who are at risk need to be screened.
So if you're a younger woman, the odds of you getting it are slimmer, but if you do get it, it's probably going to be more virulent.
That's exactly right.
And more aggressive.
So again, we felt like it was a trade-off.
I thought most insurances covered it by mandate here in the state, but I guess if you don't have insurance, that's not going to affect you at all, is it?
That's right. It doesn't help you. And in fact, one of the things that we now have is we now have multiple modalities. We have this 3D mammography, which is what one of coming to UConn. That's part of what Dr. Merkulov is going to talk about. We also have ultrasound, which is gaining popularity.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of data on it yet in the screening population.
We have
MRI, which is very sensitive, more expensive.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you know, we have to balance again risk versus benefit.
When you're looking at a younger woman, and I guess apparently now this is still going to be de rigueur, you're still going to have it done on a regular basis. Does family history play a role in this?
It plays an enormous role in this. Because the most predictive risk factor is family history.
Well, there you are. And I do want to mention the Health Breakfast is also sponsored by the Pettit Family Foundation and other presented by. And BD Medical Surgical Systems, also one of the lead sponsors. If people want to go, what do they do?
I think what they do is they can call the foundation.
Okay.
And hopefully you have that number because
I will give it to you.
860-679-2000, which is the operator, can find the foundation.
Okay.
They can give you instructions. I think you can also get on the website.
Yes, it's www.friends.ucon.edu, Women's Health Breakfast. I think if you Google and go UConn Women's Health Breakfast, it's going to turn up. That'll make it easier for you. And I do have a direct number. It's 860-679-4569, and Ellie Claffey will take care of that for you. So
right.
We'll get you all signed up. And it's coming up on the 18th. So hey, thank you, doctor, for your time.
You bet.